You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. Coming up, methamphetamine use has been on the rise in northern and western Wisconsin. We'll talk to an official in Chippewa County about what's going on.
First, it can be difficult for someone who doesn't have dementia to imagine what it's like to live with that condition. Those who are taking care of someone with dementia might have some special insights, but even they see it from the outside.
But a new program in Dane County is working to help people get a glimpse into what it's like to live with dementia and to help them to use that knowledge to make their businesses and government agencies more friendly to those living with the condition. Joy Schmidt joins us now. She's a dementia care specialist with the Dane County Aging and Disability Resource Center. Joy, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
Well, let's start with terminology. So what does it mean to be dementia friendly?
For businesses, that means being aware, being understanding, having their staff and their employees given the education to recognize that somebody has maybe struggling with memory issues, and then that they are better able to communicate with them. So for a community, it just means awareness and understanding.
So when it comes to a business, and I know you're beginning to work with businesses in Dane County, what changes about the way that that business or maybe a government agency works if they strive to be dementia-friendly?
What changes is that they have a little bit better understanding of what dementia is, the fact that dementia can be caused by a variety of illnesses, and then that they may change their approach in how they, you know, provide their service, their customer service. They may also look at their environments, maybe change signs, make things a little bit easier and maybe more accessible for the person with dementia.
Now, one of the ways that you get there is by doing some really unusual stuff, as I understand it. You want the people who say work at a business to understand what it feels like, to understand what it feels like to have dementia. How do you go about accomplishing that?
We've been doing that in a variety of ways. But one of the ways we did that recently was in a Walgreens, worked with their managers and then their employees, and we had them put on goggles that we taped up and made it more difficult for them to see, basically taking away their peripheral vision and depth perception, so their vision was affected. Then we had them put cotton balls in their ears. We had them put gloves on, like surgical gloves, and taped their fingers, and put popcorn kernels in their shoes. All of these things basically to give them the experience of a person both with maybe cognitive impairments but also other disabilities. And then we had them shop for items in their own store. So we gave them a list and had them shop for these items and have that experience of what it might be for their customers. So really an empathy experience.
And you can understand that based on all of these differences to the way they perceive the world around them, this must be very different. What do they tell you about what it feels like?
It really has been eye-opening for them, and it was wonderful to kind of see that epiphany. But what they say is, wow, you know, oh my gosh, I had no idea what this, just that it's really challenging. And so just, you know, light bulbs going on as far as, you know, I really understand what maybe why their customer might get frustrated and maybe overwhelmed and why they may, you know, act a certain way if they're having to deal with this on a day-to-day basis. We've also had customers in the store, you know, maybe their caregivers or maybe someone who has had that experience, and they commend, you know, they just really commended the store for taking that time to educate their employees.
And so have you heard back? Do you check back later and say, okay, you went through this empathy exercise to see what it's like. What are you doing differently now?
We have. And, you know, I think what the employees, what the managers said to us is it just changes how we approach our customers. It changes, you know, gives us that recognition that maybe we need to approach from the front. Maybe we need to make sure that they, you know, they know we're there before we speak, that we make good eye contact, that we, you know, smile and speak clearly, and maybe simplify things, sometimes use gestures. So it's all kind of, a lot of it's focused on nonverbal communication and how we change, you know, how we respond to them, how we respond to our customers, by changing our facial expression, by changing our approach.
We're talking with Joy Schmidt right now. She's a dementia care specialist with the Dane County Aging and Disability Resource Center. And Joy, tell us what a business has to do to be considered dementia friendly.
A business needs to have trained at least 50% or more of its staff. They need to have management bought into this, so management really needs to take this seriously and then also carry it forward. Since we can't always come back and train new employees, managers agree to educate their new employees and to talk about it periodically with their staff. And then they have to also be open to environment changes, suggestions that we make about signage and other things that they can do, including, increasing lighting, et cetera.
And have you heard back from the businesses that you've worked with so far or the customers there about what it feels like to shop there then if you are someone who is suffering from dementia?
We have. We are really hearing a lot of positives both from the folks who live with memory challenges and their caregivers. And we're just really hearing people saying, thank you for doing this. It helps both caregivers and people living with those challenges to feel accepted. There's a stigma to having dementia, and our hope is that we get to a place where people are comfortable talking about it and sharing that they have this disability. It's a disease that causes these cognitive changes. So to be able to talk about it and to feel comfortable and to be accepted is really important.
And what would you say the benefits are to that business? I know you worked, for instance, with Walgreens recently. What are the benefits to making this commitment for the business itself?
They are hearing from their own customers that they shop there because they've had this training. They see the sticker, the Purple Angel sticker on the door, and they choose to shop in that store versus another store. So we're definitely hearing that, not just from Walgreens, but from Ace Hardware, for some of the other businesses, even churches are getting on board. And so people are choosing these businesses and organizations over another one because of this recognition that they've received and because of the efforts that they've made.
Now, this is hopefully for you just the beginning of the road. If you had a wish for the ultimate potential that this program could reach, how would you like to see Dane County transformed?
I would like to see every business, of course, eventually to have this this training, to have this awareness, to become involved, especially, you know, if they have customers coming in. I guess I hope that this Purple Angel, that when I go in to do a training, when I ask, you know, have you heard about Dementia Friendly, everyone in the room is going to say, of course we have, that this symbol become recognized, similar to the pink ribbon for breast cancer, that people just get it, just know that that means that people are understanding of folks with dementia, and that we are doing everything we can to support people in our community. So my hope is just that it's every day that people have this understanding.
Joy, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Joy Schmidt is a dementia care specialist with the Dane County Aging and Disability Resource Center, and she joined us to talk about a new program that helps businesses and government agencies become more dementia-friendly. You can find more information over on the Central Time Facebook page.